know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm always excited to welcome my next guest to the program. He is a retired National Treasury agent. He has done special investigations all over the world. He's been a bank executive as well. And he also has written a great book called Switched On Life. It's my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program, Eric Caron. Eric, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg. It's always an honor and a privilege. I much appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, you brought something to me. I've got a couple of things that we're going to get into here, but you brought something to me just a moment ago that I think is definitely important, especially in light of, as you and I've talked previously about, the issues related to our own security here in our country and terror risks. And it seems as though when our neighbors are attacked, that ultimately that should give us great concern as well. There was a bombing yesterday in the UK, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Talk to us about that, please.
Well, it's another reminder of the fact that we as a nation need to be switched on to terror attacks. We've lost our way. We're so distracted. The holiday season is upon us, coming upon us, and we know that terrorists love to attack us during the Christian holidays. And yesterday in the UK, it was Remembrance Day, their Memorial Day, and a would-be bomber was in the back of a taxi heading to the cathedral to attend that celebration where there were thousands of people in attendance. He diverted, and I believe due to traffic, he diverted to a hospital, the Liverpool Women's Hospital, where he, in the back of the cab, detonated himself, his homemade device, and killed himself. Fortunately, nobody else that I know has been killed. The taxi driver was injured. Due to his quick reaction, because he was switched on, he noticed something very unusual of this man, and he jumped out, and the vehicle exploded. There's been three additional arrests of alleged bad guys. They are from the Middle East, and they've raised the threat level to severe. And the prime minister has said that threats, terror attacks, actually, are highly likely additional attacks in the UK. So, ladies and gentlemen, we as a nation here in America, let's pay attention to our surroundings. If you see something strange, say something to authorities. Again, it's that time of year that, the Muslim terrorists and the lone wolves out there, as a cell and as lone wolves, will attack us. So we need to be switched on, Reverend. Pastor, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're all good. Well, I can remember, Sadiq Khan, right? The London mayor. And back in May of 2017 was quoted as saying, well, terror attacks are just a part and parcel of living in a big city.
Yeah,
well, remember that?
yes, I do, and it's another reminder. I can tell you, I did. I worked very closely with the Joint Terrorism Task Forces that are around here in America. I, headed up the National Security Squad for Homeland Security Investigations in Boston. We worked very closely with the Bureau. In fact, I had people assigned to the Bureau, the JTTF, and we work hand in glove, and the threats are high. There are over dozens of active terror investigations going on right now in America. So this is not just, fiction. This is real. The threats are real. And we as a nation need to understand why border security is so vital to our security, because crime doesn't stop at our borders. It continues on. People and goods and terrorists will exploit our freedom. They will use the border to import deadly WMD materials to attack us, and they will use agents coming across that border to attack us. So that's why border security is important, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, and let's not forget that just weeks ago, Sir David Amos of the Conservative Party was killed after being repeatedly stabbed by a 25-year-old man that was, a terrorist.
And, from Somalia.
Yes. And we have a concentration of these Somalian terrorists or potential Somalian terrorists. Well, they are. They're Somalian terrorists that have taken up residence in Minneapolis. And what's not being reported out of Minneapolis is the number of rapes that have been happening there as a result of and gang rapes that have been happening. Well, but there's mum's the word in mainstream media to report these issues.
Well, yeah, I agree. And let's just look to the Biden administration's recent importation of would-be terrorists.
From Afghanistan.
That's right.
Yep.
So the Afghan, again, we don't really know who these people are. When they come into America, they don't present birth certificates and identifications. When they get on those, those planes in on the tarmac,
right,
we have no idea who we just allowed in. And we do now know that some of them were criminals. Some of them were previously arrested and deported for serious crimes, and they're back. And some of them have already assaulted and molested people here in America.
Well, and sadly, the FBI should be at the lead, really, relative to their anti-terrorism task force. And there are a lot of agents that are doing their jobs. I don't want to besmirch the good agents that are working and trying to uphold, the high standards and traditions of the FBI. I don't want to besmirch that, but I also am not going to fall into the camp of, what Sean Hannity, well, it's just, 1%, it's not 1%, folks. And evidence of that is the FBI having gone into James O'Keefe's home, taken his cell phones, and then over the weekend leaking personal attorney-client privileged information that was published at the New York Times. Eric, this is...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, it is.
Chilling.
Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. The freedom of our press, cornerstone of our nation. Mm-hmm. And what the Bureau has done in the last few years, actually, has stepped all over that core principle, our freedom of the press here in America. We will become a Venezuela or a Mexico if our government doesn't take appropriate action against the Bureau or any other agency used to weaponize any other agency for political reason, because that's what this is all about. Because that search warrant, if I'm correct, it deals with a journal of some sort from the
president's daughter's diary.
Exactly.
Is supposedly what they were going after. And ladies and gentlemen, it should be clearly understood too. I've watched a number of hours of O'Keefe's comments about this and his attorney. There's not a lot of information out there, but they have put some information out there. And it needs to be understood that, number one, they determined that they could not clearly identify the veracity of the truth of what this documents and what this was they had in their hands. And so they didn't publish a report. They didn't go out and broadcast anything about this. So they used journalistic integrity and determined not to put it out because they couldn't collaborate for sure what they had possession of. And then number two, weeks before this raid, he went to local law enforcement, which is exactly what you would do if someone delivered to you what you believe might have been property improperly taken. You would immediately then go and take it. Now, they had a journalistic responsibility to investigate. They did, couldn't collaborate what it was they had in their possession, and they took it to local law enforcement. It is then local law enforcement's responsibility, as I understand it, right? That would be the jurisdiction, not the FBI.
The web that we're weaving here is difficult to follow, and you're right, the local police should have interacted with the Bureau if they thought they had something of material of the president's daughter. But I don't know if that was the case or not. But we know under the previous administration how the FBI was used to target our president and others, and it was a disgrace.
Well, and so, you know, the part then that becomes really hairy is the FBI working with the New York Times, and the New York Times and Project Veritas are involved in a lawsuit, folks, in a lawsuit. And now you've got the FBI acting on behalf of the New York Times. That's not good. Back after this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Here's a Renewing Your Mind Minute with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
We see people all around us desperately seeking for peace, desperately seeking for relief from their guilt, desperately seeking for something to fill the emptiness of their souls and of their lives. And we know that the only thing that's going to satisfy that hunger and that thirst within their souls is the living Christ. And so since they're seeking to have their thirst assuaged and their hunger satisfied, they must be seeking for God. No. People desperately search for the things that only God can give them, while at the same time, they are fleeing from Him.
For today's special offer, visit renewingyourmind.org.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Craig.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice. I want to let you know tomorrow we'll have Mark Mix with us, National Right to Work. Judd Dunning, host of Unapologetic on KABC in Los Angeles, joins us tomorrow as well. A little bit later on in the week, very exciting, we're going to have Dr. Peter Navarro will be with us a little bit later in the week, and Dr. Ben Carson will be with us a little bit later on in the week. I believe Alveda King will be joining us a little bit later on this week. So lots of great stuff coming up for you here on Chosen Generation Radio. And you can always get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. That's chosengenerationradio.com. And if you missed it, we had a great interview, great conversation with Scott Coburn, who is the director of marketing for Patriot Mobile. And Patriot Mobile is one of our wonderful sponsors here. Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative cell phone company, nationwide coverage, great rates, great coverage. But the most important thing, they support our values. I mean, literally, they have changed the volition of money, and what you pay for your service, they take large chunks of that and use to support pro-life. They were at the David Barton event this past weekend. They are on our team, and they are supporting what we do, just like they're supporting us here at Chosen Generation Radio, supporting Christian biblical constitutional ideas. So, hey, Eric, if you haven't switched over yet to Patriot Mobile, brother, you need to make that move.
Yeah, man, sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, no, it's great. I'm serious. Great rates. And they've got phones. They got the whole hookup. They got the whole setup. But the nice thing is you're not giving money to, you know, the AT&T's, the Verizon's, and the T-Mobile's that we know are yep. woke and lean very left. My son was an executive with AT&T, and he resigned. He said, "Dad, I just." The further I got into that company and the more I saw what they were giving money to and how they were basically supporting the destruction of our nation with their money, couldn't do it.
And how they align with China, I'm sure.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. Talk about that. I mean, talk about, because, well, Trump, because that's the problem. The CCP, ladies and gentlemen, the CCP, every large major American corporation,
yep,
or at least I would say, 80-90% are influenced yep. by the CCP, its money and its policies.
Amen. Amen. And it's important that people understand it's just not the private companies that are influenced. It's our government officials.
Absolutely.
It goes back to the Clinton administration, where the Clinton administration, essentially, there was a quid pro quo here. The Clinton administration did a favor for Hughes and Loral, these two major defense contractors, and their CEOs, Michael Armstrong, the CEO of Hughes, and Bernie Schwartz, the CEO of Loral, basically told the president, we will donate millions of dollars to the DNC and to you if you allow us to sell critical military technology and dual-use technology to China to help in their missile satellite program.
Scary.
And guess what happened?
Yep.
They did. They exactly did that. The Clinton administration basically sold U.S. national security in return for DNC money and direct contributions to Clinton. This has all been documented. We've seemed to forgotten that. But Congress has held hearings in the late 90s. We know dozens of people went to jail, actually, relating to these donations. Some of them were Chinese officials. And Clinton essentially sold access to the White House. And he sold our national security to the Chinese government. And so the Chinese government is kicking our butt in the military arena. They're kicking our butt in the economic arena. And then when we're talking about economics, what do they do best? They rob.
Well, let me, can I replace. Yeah, can I just for a minute, I want to interrupt and jump in for just a second, if I may, if you'll allow me. To your point, the man, because I remember this, and you, like you said, you know, people don't remember this. The Clintons turned the Lincoln bedroom in the White House essentially into a China HQ. They really did. And the guy who actually made that happen and was the right-hand guy of the Clintons in doing that, guess who, do you remember who that was?
I'm going to just, one name comes to mind, Ron Brown.
No.
Go ahead. Help me.
Just ran for governor in the state of Virginia and lost.
Really?
Terry McAuliffe authored the memo that would essentially turn the Lincoln bedroom in the White House into a hotel for top campaign donors. It would be an excellent opportunity to energize our key people for the upcoming year, McAuliffe wrote. I've got a copy of the memo that I'm looking at. The Washington Examiner has the story, and it's from Daniel Halper, dated February 23rd, 2015.
There you go. And that's so important. This is a great program that people hear this information and they understand what's going on. They understand the truth. We cannot forget the past. And we need to understand these threats that continue today under the Biden administration. What did Joe Biden and Joe Biden's son and family do? They did the same thing, and they're doing the same thing that the Clintons did. They sold our national security to the Chinese government. And Joe Biden, as the VP, took Hunter with him on these official trips. And they've made hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on Chinese business deals, these partnerships, these private-public partnerships. So globalization, baby, is alive and well. And it's not good for America. It's killing our economy, and they're stealing our technology here in America for their military equipment. And it's going to come back and hurt us very, very badly.
Yeah, no, there's absolutely no question about that. And I'm working right now, folks, on getting this particular document up so you can see this.
I mean, and so the Chinese threat is real. They've vowed they want to the great rejuvenation of the Chinese nation. That's a quote from the Chinese government by 2049. So China wants to take over global world dominance by 2049, and they're already doing it. They're in Bahamas. taking over the Bahamas. Bahamas, we forget, was devastated a few years ago. Well, guess who's rebuilding the Bahamas off the coast? China.
Yeah.
Who's going to be in Afghanistan right now building? China, building and stealing all the materials in Afghanistan and using it for their own economical purposes. So Iran, Mexico, China is in all countries here, you know, in the world, and they're going to kick our butts. They have. And because our politicians have essentially sold American jobs and American national security to the Chinese government.
Well,
you better wake up.
America, and here's the thing. They have injected into American education system the idea that communism is good. When I was a kid growing up, my goodness, if anybody walked into a classroom, a teacher, and tried to tell you that communism was good, they would have been thrown out of the school. But now you have teachers and educators. And folks, this is why it's so important and why parents are saying enough is enough and creating co-ops and pulling your kids out of school. But we have an entire generation, anybody probably about 55 and below, God bless them, they need to hear the truth. And we're trying to do that here. Support us here at Chosen Generation Radio at the website so
we
can do that.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Before Jesus returned to heaven, he gave his disciples a plan.
The plan Jesus set in motion before he ascended back into heaven is the only plan that will work, the only one he will honor. That's why it is called the Great Commission.
Discover your role in the Great Commission of Jesus when you listen weekdays to Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll.